Marty, thank you so much for calling in. A pleasure talking with you.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. We're going to be up there in your neck of the woods, they say.
Yeah, this Friday. Doors open at 7, showtime at 8 o'clock. So, Diamond Rio, you've undergone just, what, slight personnel changes? Is there any change in direction for your music, or are you still Diamond Rio?
Actually, there are quite significant changes, but, yeah, we Brian, our drummer, and then Gene, who sings the high harmony, plays the mandolin and all that, they both retired. They're just old and decrepit. They are a little older than the rest of the other four, and we're very blessed to have had, you know, some good money management skills and advice, and we were able to do that, and they were just ready to get off the road. You know, when you're a musician, you never think about that. You never think that far ahead, to be quite honest.
Hey, so could you take us back a little ways? I guess I want to go back down my memory lane, because when I was younger and living in Nashville for a brief time, there was a place called Opryland, and that's where you got your start. And I think I saw you playing when you were just probably mixing and matching and putting this whole thing together.
I started singing there anyway in 82. 83, 84, I joined up with the Tennessee River Boys. We had a show at the park, and that was the beginnings of this band. Actually, I took the place of original lead singer, Ty Herndon. Yeah, Ty Herndon, he's had a few, several hits. But Ty went out and did Star Search back in the day, and he finished second and got a record deal, and he left the rest of the band in his dust. Brian and Gene came along, and finally Dana in 89. So we've been the same configuration from 89 till just a couple years ago.
Wow.
Over 30 years. And that's the Diamond Rio sound.
Can I take you back one more time to back in the day? Who in country music did you emulate or want to be like when you were first starting out? Did you have someone or some group in mind?
Well, before I can remember, when I was born, I was named after Marty Robbins.
No kidding.
So my father was a huge fan. He actually was introduced to Marty when he was in the service down in Texas, San Antonio. He could hear Marty had a show back in the early 50s, a radio show, which is live radio back then. And Dad had a show in Eastern Kentucky. He played and sang before he went to the service. But he was interested in all that. And he loved Marty Robbins. He loved that, fell in love with the kind of the Western version of country music.
Sure.
He also grew up with the Grand Ole Opry, was brand new when he was a child, and they had a radio and all that. But I grew up starting with that influence. We would go see Marty Robbins play his shows, and the guy who was opening for him was this guy named Merle Haggard.
Oh, yeah.
And in about 64 or 5, he had his first big hit was called The Fugitive, and it was the first song I ever learned all the way through, other than the national anthem. And my dad, he had a recording little kind of studio thing, and he's got recordings of me singing, or he did. We have them now. But this little kid, you know, real high, singing The Fugitive, him playing guitar. But and then, of course, I was a child of the 70s, 60s, 70s, and I loved all the album project rock and roll bands of the 70s. And that was kind of my influence. And to be honest with you, Diamond Rio's music and a lot of 90s country is a blending of that 50s, 60s country and 70s rock and roll.
Do you ever get the chance to jam with other musicians? Just kind of get out of your Diamond Rio and say, hey, man, I'm doing this tonight, and what a blast.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, you should check out this one of the last things we did. We did Dina Carter. We did a show this past fall or winter, and she was opening for us, and Jimmy reached out to her. Her husband is a friend of his. He's in her band, and we worked up a version of Under the Sea. There's a video of it somewhere. You can probably look it up on YouTube.
Nice.
And she sang Under the Sea, and Dan got the accordion out, and I think Micah played the chip bag. That was his drum. That was his center drum.
And, nice.
And it's great. It's awesome. I mean, I love that song, but that they just threw that together. A couple run-throughs, you know, she knew what we were going to do, and we saw each other. Yeah, we do that as often as possible, as other artists will, if they're willing.
What's next for you guys? Is it the touring? You going back to the studio and recording more?
Next is Warren, Ohio. And after that is Clay, West Virginia. And after that, the Lord only knows.
Marty, thank you so much for your time. It's my pleasure. Looking forward to your concert this weekend. And I know folks are going to enjoy it and love it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Great. Packard Music Hall. We're going to be there.
We'll see you then. Thanks.